We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Wake up. Wake up.
It was.
Running, running, get my checks.
Oh, God. What a great, great group.
Yes.
What a moment in time. Yeah, it was. It was the 1st of September yesterday.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dog.
Summer flu. I guess summer kind of ends when school starts, but not really.
Not
it's still
really,
97
dude.
Degrees outside.
The weather was so awesome this weekend.
It really was.
It was great, and it was good to just not do it. I remember, I don't know if you heard me before, I was like, man, I need these damn days off. For some reason, I just wanted to just...
I think I blocked it out of jealousy.
I was just like...
I knew you were about to have a nice chill.
Dude, it was...
Sit at home.
Dude.
Watch TV outside weekend.
It was.
And I knew I was about to drive to Charlotte.
Every
with
single...
With a five-year-old and a two-year-old.
Every single day, it was like that. Even yesterday, I was like, y'all leave me alone. Like, when you got to... And I know they do this on purpose. They try to keep asking me if they can do stuff. And like, okay. Y'all know y'all can go, but what they need... is the funge to go, especially that damn Samson that wants everything. But yeah, it was, Andy, it was just so cool. The weather was perfect. And I'm talking about perfect until like 1 o'clock in the morning. No need to say I was out there that damn long.
Yep.
But yeah, it was just, I just needed just a relaxing chill, come in with the shakes on Tuesday weekend.
Well, I'm glad you got
it. It was
one.
Awesome. But I started to call you because I was heading home from work off right. I was like, damn. Call my boy, let him know that 85 is 85 right now.
Yeah, 85 was
85
holiday
was,
weekend.
Yeah, man.
And the cool thing about leaving from the side of Atlanta that we live on
right. And
driving to Charlotte on Friday of a holiday weekend, here's the cool thing about that, is you get to hit all the traffic. You get to hit the traffic getting on 285. You get to hit the traffic at 285 and 400.
Yeah.
It was so bad at Spaghetti Junction that it routed us around up like... I don't even know what. We were squirreling our way through up there and ended up, it saved us some time. But then, you get to go up 85 and then you hit the traffic right up there around Gainesville where it splits off to 985. Mm-hmm. Then you hit the traffic in Greenville when you get to South Carolina. Then we got to Charlotte just in time to hit their rush hour as well.
Yep.
Or their late rush hour.
Yeah, man.
Which was, it was great. It was really good.
Hey, man, but I mean, it was a chill
really
weekend.
Good.
Parkview,
sell beer in Charlotte.
Hey, Parkview 12, you still ain't got a win. But they didn't give up 30 points this time.
Okay.
All right, so lost 24-0 to Gainesville. Now, we met the coaches of Gainesville at training camp.
Yeah, training camp, yeah.
They got a ringer. That damn quarterback that they got, man, number two, goodness gracious.
Ringer in what way? Like he's too...
He's cold. He's so damn good.
You don't believe he's that
age? I don't believe he's 12. No, the way that dude did.
He's short?
The way he was throwing over my boy's head, just... usually you want to run the ball and everything. Not Gainesville. What is that there? With four wides, his little ass shotgun drop back, and lobbing it.
That's
but
crazy.
The funny is all us dads, though, because we're going to support our babies. All us got our iPads and phones.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
What time?
The game's at 4:30.
Okay, so yeah, there's a lot going on.
I got to watch the first quarter in the car on the iPad.
Okay.
And then I was just sitting at the fence with the iPad trying to look up and down, watch him, and I was like, ugh. It's going to be rough because all their games are at 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, but it got to be the hour before the game.
Among the worst parts of the timing of the birthday party for the 1-year-old that we went to on Saturday in Charlotte, among the worst parts of all of it was none of the other parents outside of my wife and one other random wife who I didn't know until Saturday cared about college football. So no, I was like, you guys obviously have the game on inside.
Yeah.
Like Texas and Ohio State are playing.
Right.
You got it on inside.
Jake, your brother football guy?
It wasn't Jake. Jake was at home at his house watching TV on a beautiful projector screen on his wall.
Oh, he's her brother.
Now, we stayed with them.
Oh, y'all stayed with them, but
it was a different
person's party. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Not a single college football fan in sight. You got to be blanking kidding me. I was like, at the very least, they're going to roll a TV out here in this driveway.
Right.
Before this kid eats this cake, makes a mess.
So this kid, this is not, okay. So I got it now. So this wasn't your nephew's 1-year-old
birthday. No.
See, I thought it was.
Had it been his, it would have been 10 TVs set up, and it would have been
okay.
Great.
All right. So, y'all, this is Ashley's homegirl's babies. Okay. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. And you had to go.
Who we go, because she always comes to our stuff. So, we literally.
I hate that freaking rule.
We literally go on guilt trips. You know,
I hate
people
that
say, don't guilt trip me.
I hate that
we
freaking
take
rule.
Trips yes. because of guilt.
I hate me that too. Freaking rule.
And my response is always, I don't ask her to come.
Exactly.
I don't care if
Dude,
she comes.
It was so many. It was that. Now,
Jack doesn't know the difference.
It was a whole lot of that stuff going on too. I was like,
and I always say
I didn't tell them to come. I didn't invite them. Yeah. These your people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
say it loudly in my head and on the radio before 1 o'clock when she gets off work. anti-Charlotte chest going on right now.
You always throw that in the back end of every story.
Then
to Charlotte.
Then at 1 o'clock we're like, I don't know, it was pretty fun. We had a pretty good time. All right. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, like we mentioned earlier, Falcons named their team captains, Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Michael Penix, and Bradley Pinion. Here is Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker's doing great. Had a couple really good days of practice. You know, obviously held him from that last preseason game to get him ready for this moment, for this part of our season. So I'm really excited to see him going, and he's doing really great for us.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think, you know, just being cautious with him, and hopefully you get him to this point where he's 100% healthy, because he's going to have to play to a lot. You know, they don't have a lot. They have the depth they need, but they got a lot of young players playing his position. And I anticipate, you know, and I forgot, it was last week we had a caller call in. It was like, he needs a middle linebacker. He's going to play all over the damn place. Because he's just that gifted of an athlete to do all of that. But, I mean, I don't know where they start primarily with him. I think primarily they're going to start with him rushing the passer off the edge and then evolving his role.
That's what they told us.
Yeah.
All the way back when.
Yes. And then eventually keep evolving his role.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting. I mean, that'll be one of the things to watch on Sunday for sure, is how often he's on the field and where he's on the field when he is. Same thing with James Pierce Jr. for sure.
Yes.
And then the other edge guys as well. It's kind of when you're digging into some of the depth chart stuff, like they didn't keep a ton of interior defensive linemen, only kept five of them. And for a line that wants to rotate the way that they said they want to rotate, I wonder if maybe they'll elevate somebody from the practice squad.
Yeah.
The thing that stands out to me is concerning. Like the concern that I have beyond there's young people and all that kind of stuff. I'm interested to see how they do against the run.
Yes.
They were not good against the run last year.
Been saying that,
they were not good against the run last year, and they lost their best interior defensive lineman. A lot of youth out there. And David Onyemata is in his 10th season as well. He's been out there too. But I don't know. That's going to be one of the keys on Sunday, is how do you do against their run game? Because
as much as they want to throw the ball with those weapons, they want to run the football in Tampa.
If you let them loosen things up and give Baker that other dimension, it's tough.
Yeah, man.
It'd be a tough day. All right. Here's Micah Parsons talking about playing against the Cowboys early in the season.
Obviously, Dallas got to do what they got to do to get to Week 4. We got to do what we got to do. But when it comes to Week 4, we'll be ready. And, you know, we're going to prepare the same way we had the previous
weeks.
That
game's in Dallas, too, I think. Uh-huh. I think it's in Dallas.
What a treat.
I'm glad this whole thing is over. He can go about his business. And like he said this in one of the pressers early on in the training. He said, I would say, let me go about my business then. You know, and basically they traded him away last week. I know there's some concern about this back sprain that he has, because we were having fun and making stuff up about, that back will feel better when that money's on. Let me tell you something. The intensity of a NFL physical is, and they get in you.
I bet they do.
Yeah, especially when they're about to give you $180-something million. Dollars.
They really want to be thorough.
They want to be real thorough. I ain't saying ain't nothing wrong with his back, but ain't nothing wrong with his back that he ain't going to play.
It says it's got a joint. I didn't even know you had joints in your back.
Man, he's going to be all right.
Joint sprain?
He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. He's going to be fine.
I thought you had just joints in your hands. Your knees are joints.
So when we were laughing about the second opinion, I'm still going to laugh about it, because if Jerry would have gave him that money, his ass been out there practicing.
Yeah, his joints probably
okay.
Feel okay.
He's fine.
Hey, this is kind of funny.
He's fine.
The Saints hired former Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff.
What a traitor.
As a consultant. The man's been unemployed for 5 years.
Yeah, man. But I'm sure he's consulted a lot of
people. Yeah, he had a consulting company.
That's what me and Mike were talking about when you had left the studio for a second. He did have something like that. Yeah. So he still kept his connections open. All right.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, be mad at him if you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
He just wants to get back. He wants to be a GM again. I mean, he finally, I think it was last offseason or the one before, he finally interviewed for one of the openings.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't get it.
That's right.
I think it was in Jacksonville or something like that. But didn't get it. I mean, he's still fairly young.
Yes. And he's respected in circles, yes.
And look, now I think there's maybe hindsight or whatever, like memory gets a little bit better as time passes. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but now that there's a little bit of time removed from the way that it ended, you can look at the totality of the resume and be like, oh, that was actually pretty good.
It was the best era they had in this organization.
Time heals all wounds.
That's what it is.
That's what I was going for. I knew there was a phrase for it.
Time, unless you get stabbed in between.
Oh, yeah, you get your arm cut off. Yeah. Time's not going to heal that wound.
Yeah, unless you're getting shanked.
What are you, some kind of a starfish? You know, they regenerate.
Yeah, I did. I knew that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that part about
we don't.
Aqua.
Yeah.
Aqua life.
You knew that about marine biology.
Of course I did. I said aqua life.
You don't know what it's called, but you know that. All right, what do we got? Deron Bland signed a $92 million contract with the Cowboys. Fifth highest paid corner in football. Good for him.
He's a working turnover, man. This dude gets his hand on the football and everything like that. And then not knowing where Trayvon Diggs is, I saw the report this morning. He said he's about 85% because you remember he wanted to do his own thing with his rehab.
Because he got hurt last year.
Yes, yeah, but he wanted to do his own thing. You remember he lost all that money and everything, lost like $500,000.
Doing what?
He wasn't doing his offseason conditioning and rehab with the Dallas. He was doing his own and his own. And it set him back. Call it what it is, but I don't know where he's going to be at. So getting Deron Bland signed, so curious. If you look at it, I'm not saying they paid him because Michael's gone, but they were like, okay, we got to get some good PR or something.
Well, there was a little money.
Yeah.
Because Micah didn't get any. Yeah. So that probably helped.
Yeah. And so you were able to sign him to this extension. He's a very good player.
Yeah. No
very
doubt. Good player. No doubt. Big deal for them, especially in the wake of what happened with Micah Parsons. The Rams are expecting Matthew Stafford to start this weekend.
Yeah. I saw this news yesterday. Okay. I was like,
I was expecting him to also,
right? You know, I think, you know, the back thing was a big story in training camp, and it still is because it's something that's gone to linger. But I was never. It was never any doubt in my mind that Matt Stafford was not going to be starting.
He's
going
to start until he can.
Yeah.
And like this time last year was a very similar conversation. It was a different injury, but it was like, I don't know, can he make it through a whole year? Remember?
And it looked like he wasn't going to make it.
And it looked rough in September.
Yes.
And then by the end of the year, somehow he got healthier as the year went on.
Yes.
And,
comfortable.
And they gave the Eagles the best game anybody did.
Yes, they did.
In the playoffs last year. So, I mean, you know, not that long ago, we already had this exact same conversation.
Oh, they're going. Matt Stafford and the Rams are going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They are. They are built the right way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
They said, and they were in a blank them picks era, and now they're in save them picks era. Yeah. That's why they got that defense they got right now.
And now they're the hit on all of our second day picks era.
Yes.
Because every time they have a second or third round draft pick, that guy turns into an absolute stud.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to do a college football corner after this. I mean, there's just so much stuff that happened over the weekend. We'll do our best to sum as much of it up as we possibly can right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.